coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your royal couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, December 9th, 2013.
And this is episode 137.
Hey.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, I just have to apologize, y'all. I am tired. That is my excuse.
Renee is tired. She wants to go.
Do you know the only reason I have the blurred lines in my head is because I was listening to Frame Rate earlier today. And do you know that little blurred lines, little thing they use?
I know. Oh, man. Yep. So we probably
we'll talk
have,
about
like,
that, too.
That can probably be in two I Shit You Nots.
Yeah, two of them. We have two I Shit You Nots.
What?
I Shit You Not.
Oh, man.
To lead off the show, quick.
Oh, actually, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't. Let's back it up real quick.
We're going to back it up?
Yeah. What's going on to our chat room?
Hi, chat room.
Let's say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Before we go into our rants.
I guess we should.
Because you know what's going to happen, right?
What, we're going to get all hyped up and forget?
Right.
So, but I wouldn't have forgotten.
You wouldn't have.
I love our chat room.
You wouldn't have.
So, I'm not, you know, not saying anything about you or nothing, but
oh, Mo is here as well.
But how come that's not in my
He said
it doesn't show up in my viewer list just yet.
That said he, but he's not signed in, is what.
Oh, Moo. You said Mo.
Oh, Moo. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Moo Hogan.
So in our chat room today,
I got Mo on the brain.
Hando, hi Hando. And we also have Punk Gopher in the house. We have Diddy and Udella.
Who I would say from Punk Gopher, we are sporting some Fast Five Freddy.
Fast Freddy's Festival Five Mile Foot Feast
running shirts. Bam.
Thank you. And they're comfy.
They are.
It makes me want to buy running shirts even though I'm not a runner.
I know.
And you interrupted in the middle of my... So hi also to Diddy and Udella and Zobby and Mahogan. You can blame Jay for me not finishing saying hi to everyone.
Yeah, I'll take the blame. I'll take the blame.
No, we're not doing this. This song's done. Speaking of songs.
The song is done.
Someone told me that Rebecca Black has a new song out. I haven't heard it. Or
who? Saturday. Black. I saw the video.
Are you freaking kidding me? It's called Saturday?
Yep. She's grown up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's grown up.
Saturday.
Yeah.
It has been over 2 years.
It's been over three.
Because I'll never forget, in our old apartment, you blasting that song.
Yeah. See, I don't know why you guys do not like Rebecca Black, because...
Someone said it was decent. I don't believe it.
Yeah. I mean... You want to hear a piece of it?
Oh my God, I love this song.
I hate it already. Hate it. She definitely sounds better.
Yeah. I mean,
but that's because she doesn't have that obvious auto-tune either.
Yeah.
So she sounded better.
Yeah, so I mean...
Is she 18 yet?
How old is Rebecca now? Let me see.
No, we don't need to go that far. Find out her age. Probably
Rebecca Black online. She's cool. See, I
don't Punk Gopher. It's not my style either. It's not my.
But I don't. You know what?
Is it catchy?
I think it is. But you're talking to someone that
played that song.
Played that enjoyed Friday. A lot of people hated it.
Gotta have cereal.
Yep. Yeah.
That was horrible.
I mean, you have to understand. She
Gotta
was young.
Have cereal.
Yeah. She was
Worst
young.
Worst line in the song.
She was young and she had a dream.
And it's a serious question. Which seat should she take? That was a serious question.
Yeah.
She was That is a serious thing
you have to think about. So
Diddy's in another death and destruction. Apparently, he probably likes those. They like the screaming metal when you can't tell what they're saying. All you hear is.
So here's my thing, because she recorded this video Friday.
Right.
This is her bio. She recorded her first song Friday and filmed a video to accompany the song, thinking only her family and close friends would see it and hear it. Unbeknownst to her and her parents, the video was uploaded to YouTube and went viral within a month. So
they not read the contract?
I don't know. So yeah.
So her parents, I think her parents just got money.
Yeah.
They can throw around and have her make videos.
She's grown up to be a nice young woman.
How do you know? Do you know her?
She looks nice. She looks friendly.
Let me see.
Rebecca Black Online.
Rebecca Black Online?
Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to your rant.
Okay. All right. So here we go. What?
I shit you not.
Yeah. I get to play it twice. I rewound that just so I could just play it a second time. This weekend, we were watching live television, and you know what happens when that happens? You see commercials. So we saw a commercial for Time Warner Cable, which is our cable company, of course, and saw that they said, existing and new customers, if you happen to upgrade, you could possibly get a new Samsung Note 8 tablet for free, right? So, I called, and I talked to someone. It's like, yeah, this is what you have to upgrade to.
Even though he already has an iPad mini.
Right.
Just put it out there.
Yeah, that's fine. I said, sure. I didn't upgrade. And I said, let me think about it. I waited till Saturday. So Rebecca Black. Hey. And
nice tie-in, Jay. It's nice tie-in.
Yep. So I was talking to them on chat this time, not on the phone. I was talking to them via chat, and I was talking to a guy named Jack, and we talked for a good 30 minutes.
What were y'all talking about?
Well, I was trying to work everything out. He had to look up my account and all this other
stuff.
No
wonder he thought you were buddies.
So by the time at the end, and I wanted another day to think about it, because the way I am is I have to think about it. I have to sleep on it, you know. So I'm telling Jack, you know, Jack, I'm not doing it right now. You know, I'm gonna sleep on it. You know, give me another 24. I'm gonna talk to my wife about it. Which before this, I already talked to Renee and she already gave me the thumbs up. But you know, I'm trying to do.
You're using me as an excuse.
Using Renee as an excuse, you know. And most people,
they respect
will respect that. But Jack went all car salesman on me. He said, in the chat, he said, am I talking to the king of the house? K-I-N-G in all caps. And I was like, I know he just didn't go there. He did not just go there. He just went there, and we say
domestic?
No, you call me, emasculated me.
He tried to emasculate you.
So I only know the meaning by content, which doesn't sound like it's kind of negative.
It is negative. Try to take your manhood away.
So,
which is crazy.
So he I said, yeah, you're talking to the king in the house, but I also have a queen that I talk to and we make decisions together. You know,
and Jay neglected to tell. He didn't tell me this until after he got off the chat with Jack.
Right.
I wish you had told me.
What would you have done?
I would have got on the chat.
No, you wouldn't. I would. Because
you think I wouldn't?
You are so docile.
No.
And you don't like confrontation.
No, this
you,
is
you don't like
especially,
confrontation.
Especially since this is Renee, over a chat. I would have had a little chat with
you.
You
wouldn't even have confrontation.
I would have had a chat with Jack.
No, you wouldn't have confrontation in guild chat when there was stuff going on in the guild.
I told you, look, that's because I knew them. I don't know Jack.
Yeah. You don't know Jack. Tell me something else.
Anyway.
That I don't know.
Yeah, I Will would have had a couple choice words with Jack. Who? Like,
what would you have said?
This is his wife, and I would have basically asked what he meant by that comment. I'm like, this is Mr. Valentine's
and you
wife,
totally
Mrs.
Just,
Valentine.
You totally
is
just would have went to the troll, you know.
No. I would like, so what did you mean by that comment? Uh-huh. Well, no. What did you mean, Jack? Am I talking to the king?
Why are you channeling Psy right now from Duck Dynasty?
No, I'm not.
You don't know Jack.
What?
Come on, Jack.
What?
See, Renee ain't gonna let y'all know.
Renee, his name is Jack.
She's been watching Duck Dynasty.
I have not been watching Duck
and she
Dynasty.
Has a Psy.
No.
Duck Dynasty figure with the cup included.
No, I don't.
Why?
The dude's
Renee?
Name is Jack.
All right, Jack. Let's get on. So also this week. So Renee would have, according to Renee, she would have laid into Jack, apparently, over chat. So
I would have laid into Jack.
Okay. So also this week, just our thoughts. And go out to Mr. Tom Merritt,
yep.
who didn't have his contract renewed with the Twit Network.
Sad.
Which was sad. But Tom, being the awesome guy that he is, not long after, Scott announced, I think on Saturday, that him and Tom are actually going to be doing a weekly show on the Frog Pants Network.
I kind of saw that coming. As soon as I heard about Tom, I was like, I bet you he's going to be on the Frog Pants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there's other things that Tom is working on, which, you know, that comes with the industry and stuff like that. You know, you kind of have to work it, you know? So my thoughts go out to Tom. He was on Valentine Cast. He was a guest, and he also had me on. Frame Rate with him and Brian Brushwood, and we're looking to get Brian Brushwood on as well, but scheduling conflicts are happening, and we probably need to start getting more guests on. It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's Christmas too.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's the holidays. We'll wait till after the holidays. People are busy.
Yeah, it's the holidays, yeah. Jack.
Hando said he's making a bumper of me saying I don't know Jack.
Weekend wrap up. That's how you people say it, right?
This Hando?
I don't even want to do a podcast with you anymore.
Why?
It's canceled.
Why?
This is the last Valentine cast we will ever do.
All right. We're going to rename the show at the beginning of the year. It's going to be the Jay and Renee show.
No.
Can we be the nerd couples that tips?
No, that is so cheating off somebody's name. You can't
do that. Can we be the geek couple astronauts?
No. Geek astronauts?
Can we be...
Why can't you make up your own name?
Can we be
why
the Valentine stream?
The Valentine Extreme.
Valentine Stream.
The Valentine Stream? No. Yep.
Or can we be the Final Valentine?
That's like Final Fantasy. Every fantasy is the last.
Yeah.
Every
is that where the name comes from?
I don't know. It really was supposed to be the last one. The first Final Fantasy was supposed to be it.
Oh, okay.
For the company.
Uh-huh.
Because they were about to go under, I think.
Really?
But then it saved them. So, there you go, Final Fantasy. I think that's how it is. Could be Urban Legend. I could totally be wrong.
Well, you can look it up while I talk about this crazy snow.
Okay.
That came in from our good friends from across Texas and everything. So, Friday morning we woke up and the Punk Gopher said the last one 14 times. actually more than that, if you count all the all the silence, like Final Fantasy the third rhythmic, yeah. But anyway, we had snow this weekend, like a lot of the country did. So we got about 4 or 5 inches of snow here in Louisville on Friday. It was getting pretty bad. So they sent Renee home early. So we went home early around noon, came home, and kind of hunkered down for the day until we had to go back out and pick up mom.
Right.
And bring her back. And it rained pretty, I mean, not rained, but it snowed on through the night.
It was really pretty, though.
It was.
It was, yeah. But there was ice and... There's a lot of ice on the trees, yep, and everything.
And so Texas people... got hit pretty hard. I mean, they had some power outages. So I think Mr. J.K. Grammer did okay down there. I didn't see anything from him saying, yeah, he had power outages, but I know OMF and Karen did.
But yeah, and that was in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. So that was our weekend. And it snowed a little bit more on Saturday night. So we woke up, Sunday morning, and we had got another like 2 inches, I believe.
Yeah, so Sunday we didn't go anywhere.
No, we didn't. I didn't even go out and shovel.
I didn't get dressed.
Did I get dressed? No.
I didn't get dressed.
Really. All day
long.
You didn't get dressed.
Not all day long.
I had on jogging pants. So
it was nice though.
It was nice.
I haven't to do anything.
Except work.
Yeah, I did have to do work that day. You're right. I did like 8 hours of work that day. Full work day.
Yep. So.
So
yeah, that kind of worked out.
I'm
like
try
that.
To leave early on Friday since I've already put in a whole day.
Oh yeah, and I ordered pizza.
Mm.
On yesterday,
and he didn't just order pizza. He ordered pizza and cinnamon sticks and garlic bread.
I ordered Junior Beast Feast. Junior Beast Feast. That's the first time I noticed it rhymes. It is one Junior Beast with one topping, 6 snappy breadsticks. And a medium cinnamon bread.
So, for those of you all who don't have a snappy tomato pizza, it is a regional, not a local, it is a regional pizza place.
Right.
It's in Ohio and Indiana and Kentucky.
Yeah, it's probably some other places.
Probably some of the places now, but...
So, did you find out about Final Fantasy?
Yeah. Do you want me to talk about it in gaming or tell you about it now?
Let's talk about it now.
Okay, let's talk about it now. Final Fantasy. So, this version, this is what the dude who admitted it said. This is an interview. There's a longer version, but I'll say this since we're on the time schedule. The name Final Fantasy was a display of my feeling that if this didn't sell, I was going to quit the games industry and go back to university.
Well, drama.
I'd have had to repeat a year, so I wouldn't have had any friends. It really was a final situation. So, there you go. It was the last one. Yep. I had heard that before. So, yeah. This was going to be the final game he was going to do, and he was going to be done.
Okay.
So,
and he was going to go back to university?
Yes.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, that's your gaming history moment with Renee. And let's go ahead and jump into some tech.
Tech, technology.
Jay does bad tech support. So... You know we got our PS4 replaced, right? Because the screen going black and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, after trying and we got a new PS4, we did see one or two flickers again. And I think what it was or what it may have been was a bad HDMI cable.
So yeah, so thanks Jay.
You're welcome.
Is there a reason why you didn't check that first?
Because it should have been fine, because it was fine all the other times that we used it with the other device and I hadn't moved the TV. So it wasn't
so you jumped to the biggest thing.
I did. I absolutely did. I will not deny it. I will say it, and Hando is correct. I realized last night that the HDMI cable is one sensitive freaking cable.
You were
cable.
Really surprised how easily it came out.
Yeah. Yeah. And just when it went out, when I just touched it. And I was like, you know, what's going on? So I think our PS4 was fine that we sent off. But, we had a new one. I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah.
We weren't without.
It was great. Amazon sent it to us. We set it up. We sent it right back out to them.
So right. So we missed a night of television. Maybe.
Yeah.
A couple of hours.
Getting it set up.
Yeah, getting it set up and getting everything.
But it's all
done
good. So yeah. PS4, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's going great for the PS4 still.
Oh, yeah. Renee, you got to play some Assassin's Creed.
I did. Because Jason and Rob from GoMad and Gad were talking it up. So I really wanted to play. So I managed to play some Assassin's Creed. And that was great. Had
all
fun.
Right. And I guess we'll talk about that a little bit in media.
movies, books, comics, TV.
So our movie for last week was number 137, Jeff Who Lives at Home. And I think you thought this was going to be meh, because I'll tell you what Jay did. He didn't pay attention when we first watched
it. Well, I have my reasons why I didn't watch it.
He didn't even watch it.
I was playing Zelda. And so here was my plan.
So why didn't you just...
I told you my plan.
Okay.
Here's what my plan was. It was 10:20 or so last night. We go to bed around 11. I was like, okay, I'm going to start Jeff Who Lives at Home. We're going to watch 40 minutes. And then today, when we get back home, we'll finish watching it. Right?
Okay.
Right. So I had to go to the bathroom. You know, a little TMI there.
Right.
So I took my 3DS with me, like I always do. Well, not always. Most of the time. And I started playing Legend of Zelda. I was only going to go in, do my quick Shadow Link battle, and be done.
Right.
But I happened to find the third turtle, because apparently you were at the Dark Palace.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find you. So I found the third turtle, and then the third turtle let me get into Turtle Rock.
But you could have saved.
I could have saved. But then I remember you said this is the place where you got the magic shield.
Right.
And I was like, oh, man, it's not going to take me long to do this.
Oh, God.
So I come out of the bathroom, I come back, and I go ahead and start the movie thinking it's not going to take me long. I'm going to be able to watch the movie while I'm playing Zelda. No, that didn't happen at all. The whole movie ended up playing. Renee was awake the whole time. She watched the movie. I saw bits and pieces of it that made a horrible story I found out today at lunch.
Yeah, I mean, because like, I was saying, hey, did you see the part? No. That happened?
No.
What?
No, I was like.
What'd you say it was about?
I said homeboy and his girlfriend were having issues. And Renee was like, that was his wife.
And then you were like, two brothers get together. And that's all you knew. You didn't even know.
No,
what
the
happened.
Two brothers, they were fighting. One
and
of
the
them
mom was mad.
Yeah,
and
the
that's
mom
all you
thought,
knew.
Yeah, the one son was a deadbeat. It was horrible.
It was horrible. I was like, you might as well just say you didn't watch it. But anyway, Jay did watch it though.
Okay, I was gonna say you might want to. You know, I didn't watch it last night, but I watched it today.
He did watch it today, so he knows everything that happened.
I
so
did.
Jeff Who Lives at Home stars Jason Segel, who played in Knocked Up.
Oh, okay. That's where I saw him from.
Knocked Up. And I didn't know he was in Despicable Me.
Oh, okay.
As well. So, you know, we've seen him around.
Mm-hmm.
Also stars Ed Helms, who's Andy from The Office, and Susan Sarandon as well. So oh, my gosh. And it also stars Radon Chung. She was in The Color Purple.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
That was a black chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who she was in The Color Purple?
Wasn't she Sookie?
Is it? No. Squeak. She was Squeak. Not Sookie. Squeak. You remember Squeak?
Yes, I remember Squeak because
did
she
you
got
know
up
that was
bad.
Her?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was her when I saw her.
I couldn't remember her name though.
But anyway.
Uh-huh.
So it was a good movie. It was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was a great.
So
it was a great show.
I think that was a recommendation from Nicole. So I recommend Jeff Who Lives at Home. So it was a really good. It was a feel good movie.
Yeah, it was.
I liked it. So thank
it
you.
Was.
So we need to roll, Hando. You need to tell Hando what the thing is, so that we can. We'll talk about something else while we do that.
Why don't we go ahead and read the email from Mo?
Actually, that fits in great.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and read the email that we got from Mo.
All right. We got a wonderful email from Mo. Thank you, Mo. Mo says, hello. Happy end of 2013. Hope you two are doing well along with everyone else. Wanted to let you know via email, too, that I have a 3DS now and would like to add people onto the friends list as soon as I figure out how to do it. I have played the two Zelda games. They are fun, and the Mario games are always fun. Mario 3D World is crazy. Animal Crossing I have not played yet while sending this email, but I am sure I will before your next show. hope to add people to make the experience better. As I hear, for Animal Crossing, you need people's help for things. I guess I shall find out. For your movie picks, what if we pick them for you, and you will have the chance to watch listener pick or your role pick? What do you think? Well, happy holidays, Christmas, or whatever you believe in. Happy Festivus. Till next time, Mo is out.
Thanks, Mo.
So 61,
it's actually 61 through 167.
Yeah, and that's a good idea. You know, maybe we should start with Volcano High.
Okay.
So 60.
Okay, so I had to change it because do we want to go up one more and just go with Parker?
Yeah, we'll just go with 61. That's fine.
Okay. Because there were two shows that were in the mix. No, we're good, Punk Gopher.
We're good. We're going to go with this one. So, what is this one?
It's Thriller.
Thriller. Oh, is it a horror
movie? No, I'm sorry, Parker. Parker is, this has Jason Statham in it.
Oh.
So, Parker is a thief who lives by a personal code of ethics. Don't steal from people who can't afford it, and don't hurt people who don't deserve it. But when his crew double crosses him, Parker teams up with an unlikely partner to even the score.
This sounds like something you added.
You know who's in it?
Jason Statham.
And Jennifer Lopez.
Oh my gosh. She's not the best actress. Yes, but she's cute, but she's not the best actress, though.
It's 2013.
Is it really?
Yes.
This is made for straight to video?
Straight to Netflix.
That's horrible.
Okay, so they said film is based loosely on both Point Blank and Payback.
That's funny.
As they are all based on the same novel.
So we get to see J-Lo. But, So yeah, I think Mo has a good point.
Yeah, he does.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
No, not at all.
So maybe we can start with Volcano High, since we're supposed to have watched that.
Right.
We forget every time.
Well, we watched it once.
Yeah, but we need to watch the legit one. Maybe for the week after next, if we remember, that'll be our movie, and we can actually watch it instead of talking about it every week for 2 months.
Yeah, it's been about 2 months. And then what was the other? I'm trying to see here. There was a show that was brought up last week from I think it was Crather, or I believe. Oh man, it was the. Oh, something moose? Was it a moose or mouse?
Moose? Mouse? What?
Sorry,
I'm so confused.
Somebody told us to put it on the list, and I put it on the list, and I didn't. The Mole Man of Belmont Avenue.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, the Mole Man of Belmont Avenue is one of the ones. So, yeah,
that one.
All right, so we have Jennifer Lopez and Jason Statham. I can't say his name. Anyway, so we have continued on to season 5 of Doctor Who.
We did it. Goodbye to
Mr. Tennant.
And to Donna.
I was sad a little bit.
All I gotta say is, I already talked about this last time, didn't I? Donna got the short end of the stick. Did I say that?
No.
Donna got the short end of the stick. That's all I'm going to say. No spoilers, but that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
But we were sad about David Tennant. He's our favorite.
I will say Renee was pretty upset about Donna getting the short end of the stick.
I was. For those of you all who have watched it, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
At least we didn't say it on the last show, but it had to be repeated.
Yeah.
So we're on to Matt Smith.
Yeah, and this is the season that we actually watched, but we watched... No, it's not this season. It's the next season we watched.
Mm-hmm.
But we have seen Matt Smith before, but it's the next season in Amy Pond.
Right.
And
right,
Rory.
Right.
And River Song. So we've seen all of them before.
Right.
But it was nice to see them again. And see the origin story, which I didn't really see.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not bad. And the Weeping Angels.
Yeah, the Weeping Angels
came
back.
So creepy.
Oh.
Jay always laughs at me because I'm always doing something.
Well, because Renee jokes me a lot when we watch thrillers normally. Because she knows I don't have a big thing for them. For some odd reasons, I find the Weeping Angels creepy, but they don't creep me out like thrillers do. And so it's weird for me for them to creep you out.
they're super creepy. You don't look at them and they move.
I know.
I'm like,
I think it has that Freddy Krueger thing where if you go to sleep,
he's gonna die.
He's gonna get you.
But the worst thing about that is that you have to go to sleep.
No, you don't.
You have to.
No, you don't. But nah. So it's been great. We're you know, I'm still going for that goal of trying to have it finished by end of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I will say, looking at our queue, there are a few things dropping off on the 15th.
That's okay.
They usually come back.
I'm going to be okay with stuff dropping off. I'm not going to freak out.
Yep. So we have
stuff drops off, so it just goes away.
The Dresden Files is going away, which that was more of my stuff I was watching. Yeah. Kill Katie Malone.
Okay, that's fine.
Which I'm glad is going away because that is a horror movie, mm-hmm. and that picture just looks creepy. So there's about three friends buy a wooden box containing the ghost said to grant their every wish. But the seller didn't warn them of the spirit's true nature. Ugh. I'm glad that is going off. Ugh.
It'll come back.
No.
You can't say no.
Well, if I remove it now, it won't come back. Can I remove it?
No.
Oh, sorry. I messed up.
Jay, you have to have danger in the list. Nope. That's the whole point of the list.
So
otherwise, we wouldn't even need to do the roll and the random thing.
So, did you want to talk about Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, I love talking about Assassin's Creed.
Go ahead.
So, play some more Assassin's Creed. I have the thing where I have to get all of the collectibles.
All the things
before I do the story. So, I'm an island in Nassau, and I was getting all the things. And I had a few more to get, and I found everything but one thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, where is the last thing? I slowly poured over the map, looking at every inch. I was like, where is the thing? Where is the freaking thing? And I was like, oh, I can't continue the story until I find it, because I'm weird like that. Turns out, the thing I was looking for was under the quest icon. So if I just done the quest, I would have found it.
Right.
But anyway, so they finally taught me how to fight in the ship and everything. I'm not great at it, but mm-hmm. I'm better. Okay. I'm getting better. It's fun. I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad.
I don't know if I'll get to play again until next weekend, but
you can play tonight, babe.
No, I don't know. I'm not doing any thinking. I'm gonna just sit there and watch TV tonight because my mind is burnt.
Okay.
So I love me some Assassin's Creed. It's a great game.
Yep. And go ahead.
No, I was going to talk about the VGXs, but we can wait.
Gosh.
So after.
Yeah, we can talk about VGX after Gaming After Dark.
Okay.
And then also, as you know, we've both been playing Zelda, The Link Between Worlds. And, of course, I told you the story of what kept me from watching the movie. And I'm absolutely enjoying that game. You want to talk a little bit?
Yeah, I am playing it more than I thought I would mm-hmm. still.
That's good.
I think I'm getting close to the end, but I'm not sure. But
I'm glad we didn't buy the game when we had it on pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't have wanted to see if we had bought it when we got you right. the new one.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have switched over. Because yeah, your game save would have been on the cartridge.
Yeah, I wouldn't have switched over.
You know,
it's a really good game. And Jay always says, I want to be playing right now. So that's how I know he likes it a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's nice to play. I mean, it gives me the questing feel that I like, you know, and the challenge, you know, that I like as well. I mean, I haven't played WoW in a while because of that. And also... I picked up Rainbow Moon for PS Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I picked that up this past week, and I'm absolutely enjoying Rainbow Moon, which is an action strat RPG, and it has a great system of quests. So I have my quests listed out, and there's like main quest and side quest, and I absolutely love that. And I've been leveling up and gathering resources and everything. So I've really been enjoying Rainbow Moon. It came out last week on the 3rd for the Vita. And I showed Renee another game that's coming out tomorrow which is called Doki Doki. And it's about a...
Why would you call it Doki?
Well, Loki.
It's L-O-K-I, which is the same... No, you said Doki.
Doki. I don't know, Doki.
You just wanted to say Doki. I'm so convinced.
Well, I said, well, okay.
You cannot convince me. Because
I said D-O. What? Say D-O. Say D-O.
Do.
Renee, what do you D-O? Do. What do you do? Okay, everybody from here on out, if you ever hear say Renee say, this is what I do, you say no. You say, this is what you do.
You know good and well it's dope. Look, it rhymes with Loki, right? It looks like Loki, but with a D instead of an L.
I'm up all night to get Loki.
Anyway, so Doki Doki. It was cute. It had a cute little story.
It does.
Little story. Did you see where I saw you could do the
Yeah, I read the story. Yeah, I saw the demo. I had read the whole. See, here's the thing. I had read the whole article before I sent it to you.
Oh, unlike I do. I don't do that. I'll read the headline and I'll post it to Jay. Say, look at this. And then.
Well, it was because I had been reading it and stuff. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about a little bit.
I can always tell when you read Kotaku because you comment on like 7 different gaming things in a row or something.
Yeah. And here's part of the reason. So, you know, Renee and I do Grumpy Old Men After Dark with Jason and Rob. Recently, as of this past week, we're also going to be on Gaming After Dark.
Permanently? We didn't say permanently, did we?
Well, we told, from the way Jason has said it, we can be there as much as we want, is what he said.
Okay. All right.
But with that, you know, past few times that we've been on there, I finally got my Feedly set up, and I've actually been using my Feedly, and so I messed up, not really messed up, but I'm subscribed to, like, Joystick Vita, RSS Feed, Kotaku, PlayStation's Vita, and...
You know, they post, a post, like, two posts an hour.
Yeah, and it's all, and there's some cool game that I want, you know. Like, right now, Santa has come to Little Big Planet. They're doing a free DLC for your Christmas stocking. You get a Santa costume for your Little Big Planet 2 person.
How's that make you feel?
I don't have the game. I haven't really... I've wanted the game, but there are other games that I've been wanting to play.
Okay.
So it's not one of those games. It's not one of those games that... It's not that franchise that I'm always like, oh my God, I want to get it, you know? And then also, for you PS Plus players that may not have played Borderlands 2, guess what you get this week? Borderlands 2.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So
for PlayStation Plus, so for all the folks out there, I may go ahead and download it for our PS3,
mm-hmm.
just in case there's some people out there that may be on our, that may want to have someone to play with. And then also, Spelunky, which is one of the games, one of the roguelike games that folks enjoy, is going to be $375 for PS Plus players as well. I'm doing a lot of gaming news right now.
There's a lot of gaming news, but that's okay. The VGXs came out and they actually announced a lot of stuff.
They did.
The VGXs. So they're going to have the new Borderlands Telltale game.
Yep.
A new Game of Thrones Telltale game.
They're into episodic storytelling games.
Yeah, and we're excited about Broken Age.
We are.
That looks like a really nice game. Yeah. So, even though the VGXs were horrible, I don't even know. It was awkward. The dude from Community, whatever his name is, he didn't do a good job at all. It was
horrible.
They just need to go back to the drawing board for that.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Yeah.
A mess. So, but whatever. It happened.
Of course, GTA... won Game of the Year.
Of course it did. Even though I wouldn't put it as my Game of the Year, but
yeah. And then speaking of new games coming out, there was an announcement that Terraria is coming out on December 17th in the U.S. on the Vitas. And speaking of Terraria, Starbound has been getting a lot of hype lately.
Yeah.
I never played Terraria. I played a little bit of Minecraft, but Starbound is a side-scroller adventuring gathering game that takes Tyria and Minecraft, and it takes it to a whole new level, and it's in space. I've been playing a little bit of that. I got about four hours into it, and it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it, which is odd for me because I usually don't do the whole side-scrolling game thing, not roguelike, but more adventure-like. And Toby is chowing down on that bone. So
yeah,
please apologize for that horrible noise.
Yeah, he's a little excited about his bone.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start putting him up. But anyway, yeah. You have
anything
else?
He's okay.
You have anything else you want to talk about with games?
No, I think I'm done. Thanks.
The fridge is not prepared.
See, here's what I don't understand.
What?
Any other night, when we're not recording here, he's up front on his bed chilling.
The only reason it's so loud is because that's the bone he never chews on.
Which one is it?
It's the one that's the real bone that he never chews on anymore. Ever.
And the only reason he's chewing on it is because I took it out of the room. Because my dog takes his bones and he puts them in the walk path from my bed to the bathroom. So that in the middle of the night, I'll step on his spiky bone. I'll step on his sharpened bone that he has carved and trying to kill myself.
He doesn't to get your attention. He loves you.
Whatever. So Renee cooked a slow cooker turkey chili.
I did. Right? For some reason, I've made turkey chili before, but I wanted to try something new. So I got a recipe. Mm-hmm. And they said it was spicy. It wasn't spicy. There was some spice to it, but it wasn't spicy.
Yeah, right.
But it was really good, though. I enjoyed it. It had good flavor.
And it was a different recipe that we've done.
Yep, and we demolished some Ritz crackers. That was the bad thing we did. We did. We demolished some Ritz crackers. Because I haven't had Ritz crackers in years. Years, I haven't had Ritz crackers.
Right.
So it's demolished
been a while.
It. But
it's been a while.
So it was really good. And so that lasted us a few days.
It did. And then not only that, because we had chili on Thursday and we really enjoyed it, for some odd reason on Saturday, we wanted to go to Skyline Chili.
Oh, gosh.
And we hurt ourselves.
Put a hurting on Skyline.
So that was a good
thing.
And
if you all don't have Skyline Chili where you live, I feel bad for you.
Aww.
I feel bad.
Sorry. Well, if they have
Gold
a Steak
Star.
And Shake.
No, Steak and Shake is nothing.
Well, aside from the angel hair chili. What's the best way to describe
cheese? But it's so finely shredded.
What's the best way to describe
that
cheese?
The cheese is heaven.
It's like pillow cheese. It's like down cheese.
Down cheese. I do have the frog pants totals though.
Oh yeah.
So there are 156 people in the challenge, and they have lost 1,025.4 pounds.
Wow.
6.5 pounds per person. Great job, y'all. Past 1,000 mark.
Yep.
I think it's gonna be great. Y'all are doing awesome. How much is a ton again?
A ton is 2,000 pounds. So we're over a half a ton.
Half a ton frog pants have lost for this year.
Yeah.
So good job, y'all. And if you haven't joined the challenge, you can go to facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it. And there's instructions up at the top to show you how to join the Lose It challenge. We long there, buddy.
What did?
To the long.
No, I actually clicked it. I need to cut
that
silence.
Half a second silence?
Yes, I do. I really need to cut that out because.
And how long have you been saying this?
Since Johnny gave it to
us. Feather cheese. Thanks, Hando. It's feather cheese.
Is that what it's called?
No, but we're going to call it feather cheese.
All right. So we have some
feather cheese.
We have some birthdays.
Birthdays
coming up this week. On Thursday, we have Gretchen.
Happy birthday, Gretchen.
Happy birthday. And then on Friday.
Azixa.
Happy birthday, Azixa. It's your birthday.
From the Metal Talks podcast.
Yeah. So happy birthdays to you. Happy birthdays.
Days.
To you.
Now and in the future.
And on Saturday is Janessa.
Janessa is my childhood friend. It is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Janessa.
Yeah. And
did she come to our wedding?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's Sherry's, one of Sherry's daughters.
Oh, okay.
Sherry,
yeah.
Sherry and Larry, yep. One of Sherry's daughters.
And then on Joseph, Sunday is Sunday's birthday.
On Joseph, it's Sunday's birthday. Yeah, I wrote it wrong. Why do you have to call me out like that?
So on Sunday, we have You're a so birthday, wrong. And it's Joseph's birthday.
Hi. So I told my coworker what you did about playing Friday that one time. He was like when I was all mad and I was coming in from Wauwatosa, you blasted Friday. You uh-huh. remember that? He was like, yeah, husbands do that kind of stuff. I'm like, well, you all need to stop it.
Why?
And it was kind of funny, but now that I look back, it wasn't funny at the time.
I know. And then the Veluza horn.
That was a vuvuzela. You did the Friday. You woke me up with Friday.
I woke you up with Friday.
And you did the vuvuzela when I came in from Wauwatosa. God, whatever happened to the vuvuzela? We'd have thrown it away, I think.
No, it was an app, Renee.
Oh, was it an app? I thought we had one.
No, we didn't have one. I was going to buy one, but you wouldn't let me.
For good reason.
If you want to email us, you can. Just like Mo did, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. We have a Facebook page. Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. And if they want to call us,
you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. A video of this and past podcasts can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's, what are you, a weeping angel? Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Again, want to say thank you so much to Punk Grofer for the shirts.
Punk Grofer.
Oh, did I say Gopher? I said Gopher, I thought.
Yeah.
We're waiting on our Christmas cards to be printed.
Yeah. Eventually, hopefully, they get printed.
Yep.
Hi. But, yeah, so I just want to say you all have a great week. And I guess we'll talk to you all later.
Yeah. We'll talk to you all later. Thanks, chat room, for being
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, chat room. You all rock my socks.
And I'm checking our order status for our Christmas cards.
Are they ready?
They're in process.
Ugh.
And
it said 7 to 10 days. So.
No, 7 to 5. Ugh. Okay.
Looks like we'll be doing Christmas cards last minute.
I know, right? But anyway, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Check 1, 2. 1. Bam. Boom. Yeah.